the MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, God, for this wonderful time you have granted us to share your word with your people. Lord, I want to thank you, God, for the power in the word of God and for the efficacy of the word. Thank you, God, for the wonders you are doing through this broadcast. Thank you, God, for making impact in our life. Thank you for this transformation. Thank you for this healing. Thank you for this deliverance. Thank you, God, because your word is so great and mighty. Father, we give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, today we have come again. Please, Lord, we pray that, Father, every heart that is hearing your word, grant them, Lord, grace and power to receive this engrafted word of God that will be able to transform their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, even as I share your word, anoint this mouth this morning. Let the name of God be glorified. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Let me welcome you to this wonderful time on radio called Church on Air. I want to give God the glory for his goodness and for his mercies over our life. Thank God for our testimonies. Thank God for people are telling us, you know, how God is meeting them, you know, meeting their needs, meeting their spiritual needs through this program. I want to thank God because this God is a good God, and if we continue to bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you help me to call somebody or phone somebody that Church on Air is on this channel? And again, God is out to bless us as usual. God bless you this morning as you listen in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, we'll be talking on limitations. We'll be talking on breaking out of limitation. You can call it breaking out of limitation, or you can call it breaking the forces of limitation, or you can call it spiritual limitation. But one thing I want you to know this morning is that anything that has been limiting your life must bow in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that is saying you cannot be more than this, that is not of God in your life. Anything that is saying that you cannot grow more than this, that is not the will of God for your life. Anything that is hindering you from pressing forward, for going ahead of life, that is not the plan of God for your life. In anything that's making you to suffer the same way your parents suffer, that is not the will of God for your life. The will of God for your life is to go from glory to glory, to go from grace to grace, to go from power to power, to go from strength to strength. And that is one thing that God wants to do for you through this program this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Breaking the forces of limitation. Now, number one thing is this. What is limitation? No, I'm going to define in various ways this morning. Number one, limitation means to be restricted. When your life is restricted, when you cannot go beyond this level, when your life is restricted and you are just struggling at a point, that is limitation. You know, limitation means to be resisted. You know, that is to say, you know, you want to live a particular level in life, but something is resisting you. You know, limitation means to be restrained. You know, it means to be delayed. You know, there are many lives delayed today. Many people that got married, but you know that there is no child, or a lot of people, they are still looking out for husband, you know, there, you know, or somebody went to school up till now doing nothing, you know, it's like, you know, the certificate is like a tissue paper, can you see? So the life is delayed. You know, every delay in your life is hereby terminated in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, the limitation means when you perform below your capacity of God's agenda for your life. You know, you are performing below, you know, your capacity. You know, when you know that I can still do more than this, but yet you cannot achieve it. These are limitations. Limitation is inability to complete a mission that you have started. You know, you start something, but now you can't, you cannot go forward, you cannot complete all those things. I know a man who has built, you know, 7 houses, you know, but all those houses are yet to be completed. Can you see now? So it's a limitation. You know, the devil has put limitation upon the life. So, you know, forces of darkness, oh, they are also assigned, you know, to suppress your life. Forces of darkness, you know, there are powers of darkness here and there that the devils are sent out to cause problems. But do you know what now? Through this broadcast, I want you to know that everything that has been limiting your life, it is spiritually, you know, in or in any other way, we give way in the name of Jesus Christ. I say it's going to give way in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, your life will become productive in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, you know, when there's a limit is a peg. A limit is an hindrance. A limit is a barrier. You know, they define restriction. Like sometimes they will say, the speed limit here, you must not go beyond so and so kilometer per hour. So it means that, you know, a limit is that thing that does not allow you to maximize your potential in this world. You know, it doesn't allow you. Your limitation is the act of controlling, or something that controls, you know, something that restricts you, something that limits you, or something that bound, you know, one's capability. Can you see that? So in any area that you are limited, I prophesy to your life that, you know, every power limiting you, let them crumble this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's go to the Bible. Can we open our Bible to the book of Jeremiah? Jeremiah chapter 31. Let's see verse 11. Jeremiah 31, verse number 11.
For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he.
Wow. You know, he said, for the Lord has redeemed Jacob. The Lord has redeemed you. Can you see now? And he has ransomed you. You know, he bought you from the hands of him that looks stronger. So when you're under limitation, it's like that power is stronger than you. You know, you are begging for survival. Can you see now? So it's only God that can deliver you. It's only God that can give you victory over every power limiting your life. It's only God that can deliver you, that can ransom you. I see him doing that this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I see him, you know, helping you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's move forward in the sharing this morning. So when a person is limited, that person is restricted and cannot go beyond certain barrier in life. You know, there is a barrier set. There is a limit placed over that person's life. So the person will be struggling. You know, we want to move ahead in life, but he cannot. Why? Because of that limitation. Wow. You know, that's what I want you to know this morning. That after this broadcast, you need to pray with anger. You need to deliver yourself. You need to say, no, enough is enough. I must come out of this terribleness. I must receive, you know, grace to march ahead. And thank God this month of March, where you have to march ahead. You know, a life that is marked with limitation is full of fear. That's number one. A life that is marked with fear, you will see fear. There is fear in whosoever. So it means, you know, the characteristics of people who are under limitation, one of them is fear. You know, and don't forget the Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Can you see now? God used three power to replace fear. Can you see? So when you are filled with fear, it shows that, you know, you are under fear. Can you see that? 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Yes.
For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind.
Hallelujah. Number two things that characterize a life that is limited is hopelessness. They are filled with, you know, hopelessness. They can't see God again. They can't see miracle happening. They can't see God's power. Are you seeing that? So they are just hopeless. Are you like that this morning? Are you in an hopeless situation? You are thinking that nothing can be done again. Hear me. God is about to visit you. God is about to change your testimony. God is about to help you. I see God this morning helping your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Hopelessness. Hopelessness. Can you see? He's like our brother Lazarus. You know, Lazarus, he was in a state of hopelessness. We know what he's looking for. He was looking for the crumbs that will come from the rich man's table. Hi, can you imagine that? You know, so they will say, Lazarus, let us go to church. Lazarus, it is time for fellowship. Lazarus, it's time, you know, for us to go for prayer meeting. Lazarus will say, no, I am not going. Why? Because he's hopeless. And the only thing he's looking for is the crumbs. That was why even the sword on his legs, his doctor happened to be the dog. Can you imagine that? So that is why I want you to know, don't be hopeless. Don't be discouraged. Don't think that, you know, God cannot come again. Don't think that you will die like this. I tell you in the name of Jesus, your life at this time will be better than the life you have lived before. I know that God will come to you again and God will come to help you. He will come to help your children. This will turn around for your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Another thing that characterizes the life of a man under the vision is failure. Failure. You see failure all around you. You know, his story is full of failure. You know, his failure is full of struggling. You know, he's trying to achieve this, he cannot. He's trying to move ahead, he cannot. He has done 30 days fasting and prayer. He has gone to mountains. He has gone for programs. He has gone for this and that. The problem remains the same. You know, so, you know, failure characterizes a life of a man that is limited. Likewise, you know, a man whose life is filled with limitation is that their life is full of poverty. When you are limited, you can't be rich. When you are limited, you can't make it. When you are limited, you can only enjoy, you know, a particular percentage of your life. That power will not allow you to enjoy the full percentage of what God has planned for your life. That is why this morning, you know, you must take this message serious, that Lord, I must come out of every limitation of life. Every demon limiting my life, you must find them. I must come out of this power, and so shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me very, very well. You know, there are various types of limitation. Number one, we have physical limitation. And this physical limitation can be your health issue or a disability. It can be healthy because it's a thing you can see. You are limited, you know, and people can see it. You are limited, people know that this person is like this. Let's see it in the Bible. Let's see Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8 from verse 43 down to 48. Luke chapter 8, 43 to 48.
And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which has spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood touched. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, seest thou who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she has touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace.
Wow. That was the story of the woman with the blood. She was limited. Limited in the area of her health. You know, you see, she had been struggling to receive or to come out of the limitation. You know, she was limited because according to Mosaic law, a woman that is shedding blood cannot sit down with people. You know? So his life was limited. He can't flow with people. Immediately, you know, she's unclean. According to Old Testament culture, she's unclean. So she's not permitted, you know, to sit down with people. Can you start the museum? Then can you imagine that she has spent everything? Everything that she has labored for in life has gone for medication. And yet, there was no improvement. That was what I said at the beginning, that it is only God that can deliver you. But thank God, because God delivered this woman at last. The same way God delivered him, he will deliver you. The same God delivered this woman, He will deliver you. I see you coming out of that problem. I see you coming out of that limitation. That health problem, that your health problem, that your health challenges that is limiting your life, I declare this morning and I prophesy, enough is enough. I declare you whole. Hallelujah. The other one also, you know, the book of John, John chapter 5, can we start to read from verse 1 downwards? John chapter 5, from verse 1, yes.
After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever diseases he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Will thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk.
Hallelujah. Can you see all those people at the pool of Bethesda? Their lives have been limited. No, limited because they can't go to work again. All they are doing is to wait. For who now? For the angel. Their angel will come at a season, probably once in a year. And when the angel comes, is to steer the pool. And anyone who first of all enter into the pool will be healed. What an arrangement. You know, what an arrangement. It looks so slow. Can you imagine that only one person per year? Imagine Nigeria. We have a pool of healing. That is only one person will be healed per session. So it means that many people will be dying because there will be many casualties on the ground. You know, the year this man was there, his life was limited. You know, he has abandoned his work, abandoned his family, abandoned his wife, abandoned everything. That is a limitation. He can't go to work again. You know, I don't know the problem you have right now. That is tying you down, delaying you, tying you, break now from it in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know what you are passing through right now that has sent you out of where you should be. You know, it's a spirit of limitation. So this man, you know, he was there with other people, but with the impotent folk, with blind, with old, with that, you know, waiting for the move of the water. What is it that's tying you down? Is it stroke effect? Is it malaria? Is it you have mental problem or other paralysis, you know, in your body? Now, as I'm speaking right now, I ask the hands of God to start to touch you right now and to set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm speaking to people right now that their life is paralyzed, that they can't move around again, that they can't even see, that they are blind. Now, I ask for miracle for you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray the power of God, Jesus Christ himself, anywhere you are this morning, that you are hearing this word of life, may you be touched right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So the life of this man was limited. He had been there for 38 years. For good 38 years, no new story. No new story. It had been old story. In fact, he was used to old story. When Jesus Christ came, he was still telling Jesus the old story. Can you see now? And you know, Bible says, when Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been not there for a long time. Can you see? And his life had been limited for a long time. For very many years, you know. I don't know about you. Probably you're only just 5 years or even 10 years that things have changed. You are not going forward again. You have been tied down. Your destiny tied down. The destiny the devil have tied. Now I will lose it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Your life, the life of your children that the devil tied down, I set them loose in the name of Jesus Christ. This man was tied down for 38 years, you know. So when Jesus asked him, will you be made whole? That's a simple question. You know what he's saying? He started with history. You know, the Bible says in verse 7, let me to read now. Yes.
The impotent man answered him, Sir, I am no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped down before me.
Is that the answer? Is that, do you want to be made whole? See what he's saying. Hey, you know, you don't need no people that their life is limited. They have stories. So they will tell you stories. Stories of woes. Stories of dooms. Stories of impossibility. Stories of difficulties. You hear me? Your own has come to an end. it. You know, Jesus said, Mr. Man, I'm not asking you all this story. You know, what I'm asking you is that do you want to be healed? Do you know what Jesus said to him? Rise, take up your bed and walk. That's why I speak to that man, that woman this morning. Rise. Rise out of limitation. So walk your way now out of limitation. In any area of your life that you are limited, walk up now in the name of Jesus Christ. And so it shall be in Jesus' name. So, you know, in physical limitation, it is visible. It can be seen. The limitation we cannot see readily, and for great concern, is called spiritual limitation. So apart from physical limitation, then we have spiritual limitation. Now, yeah, very good. Spiritual limitation restricts one's capability and delay, derail, and destroy someone so that they can't achieve or fulfill their preordained destiny in life. Let me come again. That spiritual, you know, limitation restrain, you know, and it restrains one capability and delay and derail and destroy someone that they can't achieve or fulfill their preordained destiny in life. You know, your destiny is great, but yet you can't fulfill it. Are you seeing that? Your destiny is wonderful, and yet you are still doing like this. Now, let me say this very well before I pass on now. You know, spiritual limitation, it can be inherited. You know, the same lifestyle, the same problem of your parents, they are living it. So it could be inherited. You know, it can come through foundation. True foundation, according to Psalm 11, verse 3. You know, spiritual limitation can come through foundation. Yes.
If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
When a foundation is destroyed, your marital foundation, you know, your business foundation, every foundation, what is it destroyed? Bible says, what can the righteous do? The righteous should go back to God. You know, so it can come a foundation. There are foundational problems. One day, you know, Elisha went to a Jericho. They said the water in that town is what? Was bitter. They said this town is good though. There is good commercial work here, but there's a problem. It was a financial problem. So Elisha now looked for salt. And he went to the source of the water and he poured, you know, the salt there. And the water became better. Everything that your life needed right now, that is affecting your foundation, I ask for the blood of Jesus to go down your foundation and to remove your foundation and to strengthen your foundation in the name of Jesus Christ. And that thing that can cause spiritual limitation is called curses. When a man is under a curse, his life can be limited. Many people are under a curse. Look at the Bible. People that were cursed, they are limited. Is it Gehazi? The son of Elisha, that he took the leprosy of Naaman. Why? Because he knew he was cursed. Check your life. Is there any curse in you? Check your life. Are you being cursed? Somebody told me and said, that even in his sleep, they were cursing him. In his sleep, some people were cursing him. Every curse over your life, I nullify in the name of Jesus Christ. So, also sin. Sin can also cause limitation. When in Genesis chapter 4, when Cain, you know, killed, you know, his brother Abel, oh my God, the life of Cain was limited. Can you see? So when you go into sin, I'm telling you, you are limiting your life. When you go, you know, I remember somebody that wants to get married, but you know what now? She went into sexual sin. And that was how God closed the womb of the wife. And when they pray for them, God said, I close the womb because they know my word. Why should they go into sexual fornication? Why should they go to sexual sin? Until the mercy of God came upon them. Can you see? So don't use your hand to destroy your life. So, you know, spiritual limitation can come through sin. And lastly, it can come through the power of darkness. The power of darkness can limit your life. Bible says in John 10 verse 10, the enemy come before to kill and to steal and to destroy. Say, but I have come that I will give life and life more abundantly. No matter what has caused your limitation, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I set you free in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening this morning. You are free to ask questions after this. The Lord be with you. And I expect you in church tomorrow. Hallelujah.
For free prayer and counseling, send a reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tena Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance for Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, first service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and second service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.